Good morning, Southern Arizona and the rest of you out there in cyberspace. Welcome to the Simmons Car Care Shop Talk Show right here in beautiful Southern Arizona. And I say beautiful because I'm watching the Weather Channel from across the country. Buddy, it's good to be in Tucson, Arizona this morning. Holy mackerel. You know, if I wanted 8 foot of snow, just go to Colorado. It's only about 45 minutes on a plane. Holy, but then again, you can't get on a plane because you don't know if the doors are going to stay on it. Holy, this is one exciting morning. I want to thank you guys for reminding me of all of this stuff. You know, and then all of you, you're out there, you're driving a car. There's 67 million of you driving a car with an airbag recall. 67 million. I don't know why we got to worry about getting on a plane. What, riding a car, you know, it's got a bomb in the dash or whatever it is. So, you know, it blows out and it has all that stuff all over you. That's an airbag recall for the people that didn't know. If you, if you're driving a car, it's got air conditioner, you might want to just call National Safety Transportation Authority and put your VIN number in and see if you've got a recall on your propellant and your airbags. Mine, this has been going on for years because I had a Honda, my other Honda, and I had to take it down and have it done. So I don't know what they did to it. It didn't take them that long. But I think they just changed the propellant or something. But anyway, I'm Jerry Simmons, your host. Along with me, riding my good friend and co-host, Jim Mooney from Frontier Towing. And then we've got a special guest that we're going to bring up online here shortly. Scott from Parker Automotive, the guy that said just a little bit of maintenance all time will save you a lot of money. And he's absolutely correct. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jim because I think it's time to have the Super Safe Saturday. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning, everybody out there. Thanks for listening. Remember, a live call-in talk show, so if you want to call in and chime in, 520-719-1490, 520-719-1490. Call on in. Got our experts here this morning. Scott's here. He can answer all your questions way better than me. Probably as good as Jerry, but I'd like this. I bet they can have dueling intellectual information there, but give us a call. Chime on in. All right. So it's Saturday once again, folks. We made it through a little bit of rain. And it's a Super Safe Saturday. What's that mean? Well, said it before. I'll say it again. It means move over or slow down. If you see a car that's broke down on the side of the road with its lights flashing, it means watch out for those dog walkers and bicyclists out there because, folks, they will jump out in the middle of nowhere from you. All of a sudden, they pop up, and they're right in front of you. So you got to pay special attention to them. It's like that – pole that stop sign that just jumped out in front of you. It wasn't there, but there is a pole association that signs and poles have a duty to jump out in front of you. No, I'm just kidding there, folks. There's no such thing as an association. But they do have a job to jump out in front of you. All Super Safe Saturday means no drinking and driving, no texting and driving. That means no watching TikTok while you're driving down the road. No texting just because, you know, you're going to get 43 texts from Jennifer Aniston. Maybe Jennifer Aniston's your new girlfriend and, you know, you got to text her every day.
You wish.
It's St. Patty's Day weekend, folks. Well, oh, great. What does that mean? Goes back to the first part, no drinking and driving. If you're going to go do the, what do they call it, the pub crawl, the St. Patty's Day's pub crawl, where you crawl from one to the other, and make sure you got a ride home. Make sure you got a ride down. Make sure you got a ride home. Don't even try that. Don't even maneuver that. Folks, those law enforcement guys are going to be out there just waiting for you. They're on call, and they're waiting for you just so they can tell you all the things you did wrong. So don't give them the opportunity.
If you're doing a St. Patty's Day crawl, you need to be on your own back porch.
Oh, you do it on your back porch.
Just saying.
Just saying, there is a pub crawl, I guess, where you crawl from pub to pub. So, you know, like, If you're going to do it, you're right. Jerry's right. If you're going to do the pub crawl, do it on your back porch. You know, turn your swimming pool green, or I don't know, maybe turn your lemonade green or whatever it is, or drink a grass.
Yeah, there you go.
pinch the person next to you if they're not wearing green. And if you're working on your car, remember, jack up your car, put your jack stands underneath. Always put your jack stands on. Put on your safety glasses before you start anything. Put your safety glasses on. You never know when the wind's going to kick something up and throw it in your eye. You never know when anything's going to blow in your eyeball. So put your safety glasses on. You're going to pull tires and wheels and brakes, put on some good gloves. Always good gloves. Nice to keep your hands protected. Your hands will appreciate it. Trust me, folks. They will greatly appreciate it. If you haven't had the experience of cutting your fingers wide open, well, you know, yeah, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have that experience. Trust me. Jerry and Scott can attest to that. Put your keys in your pocket so you don't lock them inside. That's my famous thing. I'll leave the key inside the dang thing, and the doors will lock, and there I am. Put your hood prop up. Put the wheel chocks in. Do Jerry's rule. Don't stand in front of the car if it's running. If it's running, do not stand in front of it, or behind it for that matter. Thing could take off on you. Disconnect your electrical and watch the rotating fan blades and pulleys. Don't get your long sleeves caught in that. And I think I got them all in there, Jerry. And if you're doing the pub crawl at your home, don't work on your car. I'll just tell you that. No need to be working on your car if you're doing the pub crawl.
That's the best one you've given. That's the best one right there. Hey, another thing. You know, to report, you were talking about the potholes, you know, and there are a bunch of potholes now. And to report a pothole, dial 311, and you can report a pothole. I would think you'd have to stay online a while because it's probably going to be kind of busy. But anyway, they're working on them. But that's the number that you dial for the potholes. Also, tonight, there's an O'Reilly Chevrolet-sponsored 100-lapper, Thunder Trucks, Pro Stocks, Hobby Stocks, Hornets, Mini Stocks, and Meet and Greet at 11955 South Harrison Road at the Tucson Speedway. We've got two family four-packs for callers 1 and 2. Phone number is 520-719-1490. And then if you don't get it on the first shot, tune in for the second hour, and I've got two more family four-packs. Looks like the weather's going to be clear because I was kind of looking at my weather forecaster this morning to see what we have coming today, and it looks like the weather's going to be good. So, you know, hey, at least you're not in Colorado. The only thing you're going to see racing back there is going to be snowmobiles. So, but it's a good one. But the phone number is, again, 520-719-1490 on the tickets for the Tucson Speedway tonight. It's going to be a good race. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Now, where are we at? You were done, right, Jim, with all of that stuff? Because I've got something else that we're going to get into real quick. How about torque on the vehicle? I went by the shop yesterday on the way to my favorite VA hospital, and I stopped in there. And we have cameras. We have security cameras. And on the right side, down about 12 inches or so off the bottom of the door jamb, on the right side of the front door, there's tire marks. You know, where a tire run into it. I thought somebody slid in, but there were no slide marks anywhere. Denise pulls the camera out and said, "Nope, this is what happened." Evidently, a tire come off the front of a white club cab pickup off the left front, run across Ajo, run across my parking lot, and run right into the door and bounced off of it. And then this lady come out of the truck and walked across and got the tire and rolled it back across the road. And then Wade and Denise went out to eat, and another vehicle lost a tire right in front of them next to the Golden Corral on 22nd Street, and they just kept driving. And the truck that lost the first one, he was driving down the road. You could see the sparks coming off of the road. And so, you know, Denise said you might want to tell them that maybe they ought to check the torque specifications on these tires and discuss the problem with that. Now, we've got some people that know a little bit about tires on here because Scott at Parker Automotive, they actually handle tires also. So I'm going to bring Scott up, and Scott's going to tell us a little bit about how critical torque is on a vehicle, not just the tires, but on a vehicle. We're going to get into this because it's something that we very seldom discuss, and it's very critical, and it has a torque specification for every part on the car. Scott, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you, Mr. Just Do a Little Bit All Time. I love that. Just a little maintenance all the time. All right, I know that y'all offer the tires and stuff down there, Scott. And so welcome to the show to start with. I'm glad you're here. I didn't know you were going to get up this early in the morning.
Yeah.
So
thank you for having
me. Let's get into why these tires come off of these vehicles.
Well, one of the things, and you already said it, is the lug nuts. There's all different style lug nuts, countersunk, what we call acorn nuts, and they have to be torqued, plain and simple. Whenever you deal with a vehicle, one of our policies is every single lug nut is torqued with a torque wrench. And you're right, Jerry. I think sometimes they don't seat people that do it themselves, possibly other shops, tire companies, as we see that sometimes the wheel doesn't get seated and you think the lug nut is tight, then you roll it down the street and the wheel gets seated and then all of a sudden all the lug nuts are loose. And then you can have problems. So everybody just needs to be aware of it can happen, unfortunately. And our policy and Jerry's policy and most shops out there is you use a specific torque wrench on the lug nuts because every bolt on that car has a specification. Jerry, the other one we see is oil pan drain plugs have a specific torque, and they can get over torqued. And what can happen on these fine threads, if you will, on these drain plugs, is they go in and out so many times over 50, 60, 70,000 miles. And if they're not torqued properly and used with a very specific gasket, it can damage the threads and it can start a leak. And then a lot of times it can require a new oil pan. When you do major engine work, bolts on the timing belts, the alternators, brake master cylinders, they all have torque specifications, and they need to be torqued properly because then you can run into, back to damaging the threads, breaking bolts, coming loose. And it can be a problem. And again, the people in my industry, we need to be so aware of that. And I think back to the tires, we do carry tires over at Parker. And Jerry, should we talk about tires a little bit? Tires in general?
You betcha. Go ahead.
All right. I think living in Tucson, tires are extremely important. Of course, tires are extremely important everywhere, but in Tucson, we have the extreme heat. And a lot of times what we see is the tire has an age on it. Most of the manufacturers are 6 to 8 years of tire life, no matter what the tread is. Particularly, we see it on trailers that sit. And you look at the tread, and it looks fabulous, and you realize, oh, these tires are 8 years old. They need to be replaced because the sidewall gets fatigued, particularly by the sun. And Jerry, you and I have both seen, we'll put a car up in the air and it has all these little cracks in the sidewall. And that creates what we call a blowout, not a soft or flat tire. It can create a blowout. So tires are extremely important. The condition of the tire tread, obviously. The age of the tire, the torque of the wheel, tire pressure is hugely important for gas mileage. And don't we all know that gas isn't very cheap right now, or hasn't been in a long time? So gas mileage is hugely important. A lot of these hybrid vehicles and these electric vehicles, they actually have to take a specific kind of tire, so make sure of that. Tires have a speed rating, so your sports car is going to take a different speed rating than your sedan or in your truck. Jerry, you have trucks, and I think probably a lot of your trucks are. And Jim, you obviously have trucks, or then you start to get into LT, light truck, which is just a different sidewall rating. You get into a bigger 3/4 ton, they're going to take what we call a 12-ply, which is simply the strength of the sidewall. So tires are just so important. And then on the other end of the scale, I had a customer in visiting from Canada a few days ago, and the mud and snow was a very big deal to her, because when she goes back home, she is snow country, and she could have hit the snowstorm going home just a few days ago. So there's different style tires. There's sports car tires. There's winter tires. There's more aggressive tread tires on pickup trucks. So the tire categories are huge, but tires are so important. They're what keeps the feet on the ground, and tire wear affects your braking ability. So there's all kinds of reasons out there for tires, and everybody just beware of the condition and the age of your tire, and keep monitoring your tire pressure. You know, a lot of these great cars out there have that system in there now, and that's called the TPMS, tire pressure monitoring system. So fortunately, you can be alerted before a flat tire happens, but tires are very, very important, and extremely important here in Arizona, particularly in the hot months when our pavement, Jerry, I don't know what the temperature of pavement is, but it's darn hot, correct, in July?
160 degrees if it's around 107 ambient temperature, the asphalt is.
And that's what.
So, yeah, it gets with it in a hurry. Now, how about tires and potholes and alignments? Now, you've got that big alignment piece of equipment over there that you do a lot of alignments with. When you put a set of tires on it, do you recommend that maybe they want to take a look at the alignment because of the tires, brand new tires? Of course, they're cheap anymore. I mean, you buy one tire and they give you three, right? Or is that you buy three and get one? And the price of the three costs more than they did a year ago. And then if you are fortunate enough to own Frontier Towing and buy tires for those big trucks, you have to have a sedative when you write the check. Okay, guys, y'all can run with that one now.
Yeah.
It can be, truck tires are a little expensive, yes, sir. They are. They have some expense in them. But, Scott, I was going to ask you, how often do lug nuts wear out, or studs, they wear out, or and how do you know when you should, if you need to replace them?
Great question. The answer is yes. The studs, this is what the lug nut screws onto, is if we see what we call the thread collapse, where the thread starts to roll over into the next thread, or if the technician feels that, you know, three lug nuts came off with ease, and then, you know, that fourth or fifth one comes off pretty hard, then you start to see the cross-threading, meaning the threads are going to get bound up on each other. So, yes, great question. And yeah, they do. When you have a vehicle that comes in that's a 2013, you know, 100,000 miles on it, and those lug nuts have been on and off a lot, yes, we absolutely do. So that's one of our policies, and obviously all the other shops out there, if they see a damaged thread or stud, yes, we obviously speak up. And then on some vehicles, to replace the stud, it can be fairly simple, but if it's a truck or a four-wheel drive, it can be fairly elaborate. So it just depends on the vehicle. And then, Jerry, your point on the alignments with new tires, absolutely. We do have a state-of-the-art alignment machine, and one of the neat things that it does is we can actually tell if your vehicle is out of alignment and how much. So we know what the fix would be. Many vehicles out there give us adjustments for all positions on the vehicle, but there are some vehicles out there where we have to do a little bit more work. We have to shim a wheel, or we have to change out a bolt to a or loosen the subframe, or loosen a strut and move it to acquire a good alignment. But back to the tires. Absolutely, everybody should at least get their alignment checked with a new set of tires. Because Joey, you already said it. Tires aren't cheap anymore; they're fairly expensive. And Jim, as you know, the bigger they go, the more expensive it is. So alignments are critical, and alignments are really critical for good gas mileage. If your alignment is out, and you're over, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10,000 miles, it absolutely affects your fuel mileage. There's no doubt about it. And the potholes. I asked, true story. I had an employee coming to work, and I don't remember the exact road. Make a long story short, he gave us a phone call because he was going to be late because he hit a pothole and it actually blew the tire. So he was waiting for a tow truck, and I'm sure, Jim, you've heard of this, being a tow truck company. There's a lot of potholes out there, and we'll see vehicles come in where everything is perfect on the alignment, except what we call the right front toe measurement is way out. And that's from potholes, that's from hitting the curb. And so, yes, we do see potholes, unfortunately, and we do correct it with alignments. And I think every vehicle out there that gets a new set of tires absolutely should get an alignment check, either through us or through Simmons or whatever shop you go to. Yes, you should get an alignment check to keep those tires going and rotate. rotating tires. Your rear tires are going to rotate in the same sphere for their life, and the front ones are going to be turned left, right, up, down, etc. So I recommend on your sedans, your Honda Accords and Toyota Camry-type vehicles, your Corollas, we rotate the tires every other oil change. And on the bigger trucks, the F-150s and above, the Dodge Rams, et cetera, we recommend to rotate the tires every oil service. Jerry, do you guys do a lot of rotate on trucks every service, or is it every other?
Most of the time on the trucks and stuff, because of the potholes and stuff like that, and the front end alignments and everything not being taken care of like it should be. You do it at oil change. If you got an oil change around 6,000, anywhere from 5 to 6,500 miles, rotate the tires. We do that mainly because the roads create a severe duty in Tucson. I mean, it's nothing against. I mean, there's road crews out. They got 5 or 6 road crews out all the time, just patching potholes. But buddy, if you'll tell me what side of town that your employee lives on, I can probably tell you which road she was taking when she hit the potholes. But I know that, go ahead.
I think it was aviation is where that pothole was.
Aviation? Oh, yeah. Well, you got roads that are so rough. I had the fortune of driving across Tucson 3 different directions yesterday. There is no there's no exceptions for the potholes. If you're off on a street that's not heavily traveled, that's the ones that's got the potholes big enough to. I mean, hey, I set on the brakes and I went through some out on my own road coming into my home, and you turn the corner right in front, and I've got 3 potholes, and I'm thinking very seriously about taking my tractor, loading it up with gravel or something, and filling those potholes up, because turning sideways and hitting a pothole, I don't think so. I mean, you can do some serious damage. And the other thing that we see at Simmons, that you see over at Parker, and I'm sure Brian sees over at Automotive Specialist, is vehicles are not bulletproof. That vehicle is not like my stock car used to be. That suspension is not. I mean, my Lord, I can hit a pothole at 100 miles an hour in a stock car. No big deal. It may tweak something just a little bit, but it's not going to stop you. These cars are so light and so fuel economy conscious and fuel mileage conscious that the components under the bottom side, I wouldn't put them on a stock car. I look at that thing going, they forgot to add enough metal to make it stand up to what I know that car is going to have. And the faster you drive, the bigger the shock when you hit that hole. And, yeah, you can blow a tire. You can blow a tire when you turn a corner too quick and pick up a curb. It'll scrub it right off the rim. My daughter had that happen to her. And that, but the alignment. Now, the reason I wanted y'all to get the message from Scott, who deals in tires right there at Parker Automotive at 5101 East Speedway, they deal in that stuff. So I wanted him to tell you about it so that you would get the idea on alignments and tires. I had a minivan at the shop. It's a transport vehicle. We were in a hurry. We sent it out, had some tires put on the front end of that thing, all the way around it, actually. Brought it back in, and we're driving it. We didn't have time. It was going to take an extra hour and a half to get it aligned before I got my equipment. And my big equipment. And when it come in, 30 days later, people, I was buying another set of front tires on that minivan. A minivan does not weigh anything, but it was out far enough, and it was tow in. Both sides were towed in. And it just eat those tires up. But it wasn't enough for anybody to go, oh, well, you know, this thing really needs an alignment. Because it was going down the road because the tow in was equal. it jerked a little bit. I mean, it danced a little bit, but it never got out on the freeway, so it didn't make any difference. It eat a set of tires in 30 days. You think that thing was covered under warranty? No. That's up to you to keep them running straight down the road. And by the way, it's worth a mile and a half per gallon if you have a bad alignment going down on you, plus your tires. So you take, in my case, it was two brand new tires again within 30 days and a proper alignment. This time I wouldn't even bring it back to the shop until it was aligned. So just a little personal stuff that happens there. Like I said, when you talk, for the listening audience out there, now we're actually have information going around the world. You know, we're actually streaming pretty big. And for the ones of you that are listening, the two guys that I have on, which is Scott from Parker Automotive, and his little thing is probably, it's super. Do a little bit of maintenance all time. It's simple. It's easy to do. You don't have to sit there and bite the bullet and write a check like, you know, what I just did for my trying to get the weeds and the trees trimmed. But you can write a little check instead of a big check. And what you're doing is you're bringing it in. You're getting a qualified technician to look under the hood, to look under the car. And that is worth its weight. I mean, you know, you need somebody that doesn't say, oh, the paint is so pretty, I wouldn't get rid of this car if a motor fell out of it. Oh, yeah? That's bad for you, good for us. When you do have a technician go in there, my technicians are trained to look for the problem because we don't want to be embarrassed and have one of our customers sitting out on the side of the road when one of Scott's customers drive through nice and happy and say, oh, I know that guy. He was a customer of Simmons, and Simmons must have overlooked something, or automotive specialist, same way. You know, we want to our industry is called a service industry for a reason. When we do a check sheet on your vehicle and give it to you and say, here, you might want to pay attention to this. This one will get you in trouble. This will cost you a lot of money. This one you definitely want to get take care of. And no, we can't do it all right now because we're backed up. But we want you to, you know, maybe call Scott over at Parker, or you can call Brian over at Automotive Specialist, depending on what side of town you live on. My job, our job is customer service. Our job is fixing transportation problems, not fixing cars, not fixing trucks, but fixing transportation problems. You know, okay, well, I need my car because I've got to go to a doctor's appointment. Okay. I need my car because I got to go to a bingo party. Okay. Hey, these things are important to you. They're important to us. Our job is keep that car dependable and under your butt. Start it when it's supposed to run. Send you information when it's time to have things done so that you can pay attention to it. The average price of a car right now is $45,000. Okay? And, you know, the good news is I was reading up on electric vehicles, and the price of electric vehicles is coming down. There's a lot of them at $30,000, $34,000 stuff. So that means the price of EVs is coming down. They're having a problem moving them, so they got to reduce the price. So market is coming into play now. But you still, the average cost of a car is $45,000. I remember you can bought anything in the world 10 years ago for $45,000, almost. But spend a little money, as Scott would say, a little bit of money all time, and you'll save that money. You'll save it. You can actually go. You're going to save in more ways than one. You're going to save because, one, you have that front end alignment. There goes that. You're going to take off of that. You're going to add that 1.5 mile per gallon back to your car. Okay? You have a tune-up, and you make sure that you tune up, which is the engine. Spark plugs, 2 mile per gallon. Fuel filters, 1.5 mile per gallon. Dirty air filter, up to 2 miles per gallon. Dirty engine oil, up to 1 mile per gallon. So how much do you want to add back to your car? First thing you know, you're going to be selling the gasoline back to the gas companies. Isn't that great? If you believe that, I got some property in Lake Havasu I'm going to sell you, a bridge, actually. But, no, these are real numbers. They come from real, real surveys. They come from a lot of statistics across the U.S. of A. And a lot of college students do these things to fill out their master's, and they do all this research and stuff. So this is a real deal. And if you've owned the vehicles as long as I have, that's what you'll do. However, the number one gas hog, actually nut behind the wheel, but it's actually jackrabbit starts. If you do a jackrabbit starts in my diesel, I'll guarantee you, you're going to lose 2.5 miles per gallon. And I don't care what you call it. Jackrabbit starts means I've got to be the first one through the intersection. I've got to be the first one away from a stop sign. My daughter told my granddaughter to call me and ask me about jackrabbit starts. And she had a 2006 Hemi in a pickup that her mom gave her when she went away to college. And she was one of these that was so conscious about all these people sitting at the stop sign beside her. If you take off, you have to really hurry up and get across the intersection. That was a rookie driver. She saved almost 3 miles per gallon when she quit doing the jackrabbit starts. And it took her 2 weeks, and she called me and told me, says, Papa, I saved almost 3 gallons by not doing the jackrabbit starts. I just thought I'd let you know. And so there it is. And I've tested my diesel. It's 2.5 miles per gallon. You know, and I mean, you don't have to even go past the speed limit. You just have to mash it wide open and hope like heck. Be careful when you mash them wide open on these cars. You have stuff out there like the little Honda that Scott was referring to, and Jim knows this too. You have little cars out there. My Honda has 300 horsepower, the little Odyssey. And when the road is wet, I have to watch how I drive that because it just goes doing funny stuff up in front end. Well, the tires are spinning. That's what happens. So don't mash it down, and it depends on the type of tire you're wearing that you have on the ground and the tread design. When you go into Parker and you talk to Scott and say, okay, I need a set of tires, he'll probably ask you, okay, where are you going to be driving this thing? Are you going to be driving it in Tucson where we have no water? Are you going to be driving it in White Mountains where they do have water and they have snow up there? They have mud up there. They have some mud up there, people, that you can't even. I went up there and went hunting, and it was amazing. I even got out. And my tires were mud and snow. I mean, rain. They were good for getting rid of water, but they wasn't worth their crap getting rid of that glue called mud up in White Mountains. So everything is a player, everything. And if you don't have proper care of your tires and know what you're doing. Oh, I was going to say something when Scott was talking about the little cracks that shows up, the little weather cracks that shows up in the tires. I have a lot of fun with that because I just tell the people, I said, you know, what those little cracks are for is to keep that tire cool, to keep it from blowing out. And then I tell them, but if I wanted cracks inside that tire, I would have ordered them that way brand new. If you see cracks in a tire, Scott is just exactly dead on this. Jim will tell you from towing probably a gazillion cars off the freeways. When you see cracks in the sidewalls of those tires, it's time to replace the tires or don't drive it more than around your house to check the mail at the mailbox. Because when that tire comes back up to pressure, you're going to have problems on the freeway. I've blown as many as 3 tires on old tires because I wasn't paying any attention. This is a long time ago. And I wasn't paying attention. It was on a 3/4-ton truck. That got expensive real quick. But I blew 2 tires on the back and one of the spares. So it happens. All right. Now, Scott, if you got anything you want to add to that? Jim, you got anything you want to add to that? Go ahead. That's a safety issue, guys. We can talk about it.
You know, on the alignment, one of the things that we do see is worn front-end components. So we'll have a vehicle come in, and we'll lift it off the ground, and the technician will grab that wheel. And I've seen up to a quarter of an inch wiggle, if you will. And the front end has worn components. What we often see is dried and split control arm bushings. Excuse me. The bushings, they only last so long in Arizona heat, and we'll see these bushings are split. Well, if you have split control arm bushings or worn struts, strut life is anywhere from 70 to 90,000, depending on the manufacturer. Worn tie rod ends, what we call drag link pitman arms. I cannot maintain a good alignment if we have worn front end parts. So one of the things that we do, and Jerry, I know your shop does it and many others, is we give that front end what we call a shakedown and really grab the wheels and move them around and see if we have any worn components, because there's with worn components, you're going to wear out those tires and you won't maintain an alignment. So I just wanted to throw that in, that you get a vehicle that's 90, 100,000 miles, 10, 12 years old, it's a high probability we're going to have some worn out parts up there. And I'm sure, Jerry, your shop sees the same thing, maybe even a little bit more with the trucks that you see.
We see a lot of Jeeps and stuff like that that have the death wobble in it. I mean, we see F-450s with a death wobble. I had one. That is a frightening experience. However, on your vehicle, your front-end inspections and stuff like this, ball joints, some of the ball joints have a grease dirt. Some of them don't. But when you're taking care, if you do an oil service, there's a difference between an oil change. Oil change is when you go in and they jack it up, or it rolls over a pit, and they pull the filter off of it. They pull the plug out of the pan with a torque wrench, which screws up the threads on the plug. And that happened to me on a diesel. And they drain the oil out of it. They change the filter. They put the plug back in, hopefully with their hand, tighten it up and just snug it, and change the little gasket on top of the plug. That's the proper way to do it. And then they reach back. Okay, it's done. They put the oil in it, of course. You know, I do know a couple of places that forgot to put the oil in it. That lawsuit was an engine. That insurance had to pay for an engine. But anyway, so you do that, and you slap it on the bumper and send it out. Now, some of your little shops are going, okay, well, we need to do it just a little bit more. And so they'll inspect the air filter. Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I was in a quickie shop where I had my own oil, and I just needed somebody to labor to do it. I wanted to do it now because my shop, I couldn't get into it for 2 weeks. And I went into a little place, and I said, number one, you do not use anything that has air propelling the wrench on my vehicle. None. I don't even want to hear it, and I'll be listening for it. Okay, that's fine. Because that's what happened to my 7.3 Chevy diesel. Anyway, they go in. You're hoping that they look for things while they're on it. By the way, changing the oil, filter, oil, slap it on the bumper, send it on its way. That's air. That's oil change. Oil service is, all right, now we're going to look at this thing. We're going to check fluid levels to see how your fluid levels are doing. We're going to check your air filter to see if your air filter. Remember the air filter, 2 miles per gallon on your plugged air filter? I was in the same little shop that I take it and have my oil change now when I don't have time to wait at Simmons. Because I'm, let me explain that. I'm Simmons. I set the policies originally for Simmons Enterprises. Been in business 50 years. If I call in and say, okay, I have a vehicle that the motor blew up in it. When can I get it fixed? Well, we're running about 2.5 weeks behind, and that's going to be a real major issue. And I'm the last guy that gets that vehicle fixed. Of everybody in Tucson that's trying to get their vehicles fixed. That's how they treat me. No respect. However, it's something that I put in because my customers are definitely more important than I am. You know, that's what keeps the lights on. That's what keeps everybody working. They're definitely worth it. So I'll wait. That's the reason I have two vehicles. Actually, I got three. And so I can do that. But you got to have it fixed properly. Oil service, you go in, we do something like a 48-point, 49-point check. And if it looks really bad, we'll take it on out to around a 100-point check. And we just make sure. When we get through, it's all written down. The work order that we write it down on has probably got some grease on it. So we'll run a copy in the copy machine for you. We'll give you the same copy that we just that the technician handed us out in the garage. It'll have things marked that you need to take a peek at. If we see something that's going to be critical, it's going to get you in trouble, cost you a lot of money, we're going to put a yellow highlighter to it. We're going to bring it to your attention. Can we fix it right that day? No, probably not, because we're running on a schedule. However, it's something that you need to not forget. If it's something that you can do yourself, by all means, you just had it checked out by certified technicians. It's legit. Take it. Do it. You know, because if everybody broke down at the same time, Parker Automotive Specialists and Simmons can't keep up with the stuff that we've got now. Brian's shop is 2 weeks advance. Simmons is 2 weeks advance. Parker should be about 2 weeks advance. And so when you call in, remember that when you call in and the shop is that busy, there's probably a reason they're that busy. Okay, and I won't get into that on how to find a good shop. But when you break down, you got one vehicle and you need your darn vehicle. You know, I've brought vehicle in. Parker's done it, I know, because I've talked to Mike. And Brian Fuller's done it. Simmons has done it. Wheel will need a part and can't get the part. But it's not a safety part. It's a part that we just need to make all of the codes go away. We will order that part. It's something that's not going to stop your car from running. It may screw up the mileage a little bit. And if you run it permanently like that, you're going to have a problem. But if we can get that thing in about 3 or 4 days and you have one car, we're going to release that car back to you as long as it's not a safety issue. You can drive it. When we get the part in, we will call you. And after we verify that that is the correct part for the job that we're looking for, and then we will tell you, okay, it's in. Jim, when do you want to bring it in? We got the part in. What's convenient for you? And you can schedule online also at Simmons or Parker or Automotive Specialist. And that's the way we do it. That check sheet that comes off of that oil service, that thing is going to have hopefully just about everything that we can look at to keep you on the road. We'll look at your brakes. We'll make sure that your brakes are not, your calipers are not stuck. There is such thing, and you can write this down, a brake service. The slide pins on the calipers, they like to freeze. You need to get them serviced, and you do that on a, believe it or not, an oil service. You're right there. Take a look at it and get that taken care of. Now, let's get back to that torque thing I was talking about earlier in the show. If you go to torque and you look at a car and you've got to pull the wheels off of it because you're going to do the brake pads or something like that. You pull the wheels off of it. You look at those brake studs. I mean, the lug studs. and see if you can see anything. Hey, if you're blind like Jim is and me, get a magnifying glass and look at the threads. If they're not sticking straight up, they're pulled. If they're pulled, by the time you take a nut off of it and put a nut back on it, it may be pulled just a little bit more. It may actually strip a thread. Take a good look at how far that goes back up. And if that thread is pulled all the way from where the lug nut bottoms out on the stud, then it's time for wheel lugs. Don't be afraid to tell the customer, this is a safety issue. If that darn thing comes loose after you touched it, who you think's going to replace it? I know who it is. It's either going to be Parker, or it's going to be Automotive Specialist or Simmons. And we'll probably have our insurance companies involved in it, too. You don't want the tire coming off and running into the door at Parker, Automotive Specialist, or Simmons. So you can torque anything on the trailers. I add a little caveat here. On these travel trailers that you're taking, or a horse trailer, RVs, if you change tires on those, it is written down that in 100 miles, you actually get out of the vehicle and put a torque wrench on those lug nuts again at 100 miles. I don't. I do it 10 miles and do it on that, because the doggone things don't seat like they're supposed to, or I am in such a hurry, I have to double-check myself. So anyway, if you've got a travel trailer, horse trailer, I don't care what you, just a trailer that you've got to put on a bumper hitch or a fifth wheel, check the torque after you rotate it. It's just like what Scott was saying. If it didn't seat because of the composition of the rims or a worn-out rim on a vehicle and you get a false tight, it'll show that you're tight on the torque wrench. It'll actually show it. But the rotation of that 12,000-pound trailer sitting on that thing creates a little bit of movement there. The tires on the back end of a trailer, the dual axles, they do not rotate. They do not turn separately. One turns and one slides. Okay? That's side motion. If you've got anything close to something loose, it will loosen up. That's where you retorque it. You drive it, retorque it. Drive it, roll it, retorque it. Let the weight get on it, load the horses in it, load the hay in it, or whatever you're towing. And then you let that thing rotate. I take it about 10 miles. And then I find a place to pull off, and then I retorque and make sure all of them are tight. And don't over-tighten it. When I see a guy that's using a torque wrench or a wind gun torque wrench on the wheels, we have those little colored torque tools that goes on there also. I prefer the old-fashioned, the big torque wrench. And then we go back and verify it. But you're going to torque it up. You torque it up in a sequence that you require. If you don't, you're going to have vibration on these cheap wheels that they've got on the lighter wheels, like they first started in the 1980s, coming out on the front of Ford pickups, actually, is the one that I'm familiar with. And you take you run it up with a lug wrench. If you don't get the rotation correct, the way that you're putting it on, you know, 10 and 2 and 12 and 6 and stuff like that on your rotation of your tightening sequence, you don't run it up to maximum when you first put the wrench on it. No. We take it in to about 60, 50 pounds, 60, depending on the lug, and that's all we use the torque wrench for. Then we take the lug wrench, the torque wrench, and then we do it the rest of the way and make sure it's seated and make sure it's checked. And then you get it, you put it on the ground and recheck it. No, let it off the rack, set it on the ground, and recheck it with your torque wrench. Because you're putting a weight on the car. If there's any movement left in that rim, it should move. But Not necessarily. You've got a lot of debris that comes apart. It comes out, especially aluminum wheels, that'll go in and it'll try to seize and will seize on the spinning lug nut that creates heat. It's like you almost weld it on there. But when it cools off and you put the weight on them, then it comes loose. That's what we're talking about to keep you safe and to keep that wheel out of my front door at Simmons. So, all right. Now, we got about probably 2.5 minutes before we're going to have to take a break. However, Scott, would you like to add anything to the tires and torque and front-end suspension? And put your phone number out there while you're talking, too.
You bet. And you've already said it a couple times. I'm a complete believer in a little bit of maintenance all the time. Come see us. Check tire pressures. The as you well put it, an oil service, not an oil change. And back to a little bit of maintenance all the time. Come see us, Parker Automotive, 5101 East Speedway, 520-323-1960. Thank you, everybody. And Jerry, thank you. Jim, thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming on, Scott. Appreciate you using your early morning day off to join us here on the Simmons Car Care Show. You have a good rest of your weekend and take care of your kids.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, Jim Mooney.
Yes, sir.
I want to hear some more about some of the tire issues that you've got on those bigger trucks, but we'll have to do it when we get back. We only got two minutes left. I thought it was real cool. I was doing a – huh?
I didn't think I could get them all done in 2 minutes. I don't think I could get them all done in 2 years. Tire issues on the big trucks. You know, Scott was right. The bigger they are, the more they cost, and that ain't no lie. They are – you know, an average car tire today – probably costs, you know, $200, and an electric vehicle car probably costs $300 or $350, because like Scott said, they're special. An average truck tire probably costs about $700. So yeah, they get a little expensive quick. Of course, in trucks, depending on your application, if it's just on highway or off highway, vocational, there's, like Scott said, all different kinds of tires to run and all different types of applications that you can use. So it's real challenging, but suffice it to say, tire pressure is probably the number one thing. Especially when you're running duals, you got a dually truck or a dually, you know, when you're running your dually haul on your fifth wheel trailer, if the tires are uneven on your duals, you're going to have a problem. One of them's going to go out, and tire wear, tire size is also critical on duals. If you get them wrong, they'll really, really mess up. So, but
okay, anyway, take us out, Jim.
We're at the top of the hour, and thanks for listening, folks. We'll be right back in about 2 minutes. So come on back and listen to Jerry and me for the next hour of exciting talk show host at the Simmons Car Care Show.